Hey everybody, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode, we're going to talk about the lessons learned, the things we wish we'd known when we first started our first company.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
So this is a super common question. If you are interviewed often, if you're invited on podcasts, if you are on stage, just like Heaton and I are often, this is a question that people ask a lot. And, you know, it seems to be something that like people are interested in. Hey, you know, I'm wondering what is the one thing or what are some of the things that you'd wish you'd known before you started your first company? So I thought it might make and we've never talked about this. So I thought it might make a fun episode for us to share these and then discuss them. So how do we want to do this, Heaton? Should I go first or you want to go first?
I'll go and just throw like probably a really important lesson for me out there. And this is like when I first started, and I don't know what started means. So I'm just going to go all the way on it. When I first started, if I were to like go back and say, hey, the younger Heaton, one, I'd probably, this is going to be a little crude, but I'd kick him in the groins and say, it's going to hurt more than that. So just get used to that. So that's probably the first thing I would say, because yes, whatever I go through, I almost feel like it's that painful sometimes. And I don't like either appreciate the pain or realize what I'm getting myself into, depending on the scenario. Because I'm looking back these days a lot more at things and I'm realizing that. So that was the thing I would say is the first thing I'd do. And that's not really a what would I tell. It's more of how would I make that person feel first before I said anything else. And then I would say something probably like a little common, and you might hear this quite a bit, but it really means a lot to me, which is it really is all about the people and their potential and what you can do together with other people. Because, you know, you don't really accomplish anything on your own. And especially in business, even in life. And, you know, it doesn't matter how, you know, introverted you are, you're still doing things with other people. It doesn't matter what people you surround yourself with. I know a lot of people have ideas around like surrounding yourself with people that are better than you and all this stuff. I don't even mean that. I literally mean, if I were just more aware that there are people around me, there are people I'm working with, people who are my friends that matter a lot, then I think a lot of things that I would have done, a lot of things I would have said, a lot of things I would have been conscious of, or a lot of things I would imagine for the future would have been quite a bit different. So it's the kick in the groins and then the, hey, the people matter. And that's, you know, I'll say the cliche and be like, people are the number one thing, regardless of what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. The people one is such an important lesson, but it's so hard to communicate it without having it fly over the heads of the people that are listening, right? Because you heard it so many times and it makes such simple, good sense that people go, sure, people are very important. But then acting in a way day in, day out that puts people first and like actually living life in a way that prioritizes the people in your life and the people you work with, that's a different story. So it's like saying eat healthy and, you know, be active if you want to be a healthy human being. For sure. Yeah. Yes, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm going to move my body and eat healthy. But then doing it is the harder part than the understanding it. So I love that. I love the kick in the groin one. But that's one thing I would definitely not have told myself. Absolutely okay,
good.
Not.
Good,
right?
Good,
because
good.
Although I could not agree more with you that this shit is hard and it's painful, and most of the things I've done were much harder than I thought they would be and much more painful. Part of the magic of me wanting to do it and going at it with such aggression and bravado was that I was completely oblivious to the fact how painful this would be, right? So I don't know. I was meeting a founder the other day who started a luxury furniture, who had not started. He has a luxury furniture company. And they do, like, they're a massive business by now. And they will do the custom-made furniture piece, outdoorsy piece for, like, Floyd Mayweather's house in Las Vegas, and it's like $90,000 piece of furniture. Like they only do like crazy shit like that. And they get all that customers through Instagram. I mean, it's a crazy business, right? It's a really cool guy. And I asked him how the, and this is like a really young guy as well. I don't know how old he is, but he's fairly young to be in the furniture business. I don't know. And I was like, how did you get into the furniture business? I don't get to meet that many people in the furniture business. This is interesting to me. And he said, you know what? I don't know. I had nothing to do. I was a student, and a friend of mine had ordered this massive amount of furniture from overseas, and the container shipment from the harbor to whatever, wherever he wanted it to be, they quoted him like an insanely expensive price. And then he called me and he said, hey, dude, I have this amount of furniture that needs to go from point A to point B. How much money would it take me to pay you for you to figure this out for me? And his answer was literally, I thought about it for a second, and then I thought, how hard could this be? And then he started laughing. He said, turned out really fucking hard. It was very, very hard to move the furniture from point A to point B. And I lost money on the whole thing, and it was a catastrophe. But then I got so pissed that I was like, well, I need to do this again and get back into making money and not losing money. And he's just like, and that was the beginning of the company. I never intended to start a furniture business, a luxury furniture business. But I love the, how hard could this be? I think that's the beginning of a lot of things, is some human going, how hard could this really be? I think I could do this better. And then you find out it's very fucking hard. But I think if I had known, I'm not sure if I'd known how hard all this would be. I don't know. I think I might have still done it, but I wouldn't have done it with the amount of passion and energy and like just youthful ignorance that I needed to really start it with a boom. So I would have definitely, I would have told myself, it's going to be easier than you think. This is going to be so easy. Just go ahead. You're going to rule the world. This is all waiting for you for the taking. But so what would I have told myself? I don't know. I think that two things that I would have told myself, and they are very related. I wanted to go originally in the direction of the people thing, but I don't want to repeat the point that you made. But one thing that I would have told myself is that I would have taught myself to think much longer term. I would have told myself, listen, dude, this is about the next 50 years of your life, not about the next 5 months. So no matter what the ideas that you're trying to bring to life, no matter what the companies that you're working on right now, no matter what the team is you're trying to assemble, all these things, do them with a high urgency. Do them with a sense of the power of right now. Like, just do them. But as you're doing them, think about the next, 50 years of your life. And think about how, like, do everything with kind of a longevity approach, with a long-term approach, and do it with principles. And ask yourself, is this somebody that I want to work with, to take the people example, is this somebody I want to work with for the next 20 years? Because if not, let's not work with that person for the next 2 hours. Like, let's not make compromises on people. Or whenever you do, no matter how you build the company, try to build it in a way that will build your career, that will build your reputation, that will build your brand, that for decades to come. Independently if the company succeeds or not, do it in a way that has longevity versus trying to find shortcuts to some quick wins or some quick overnight success that you're chasing. Because I was definitely, I think in the early day, I was definitely trying to get to success as quickly as possible. You know, I was not super unethical about the shortcuts, but, I didn't think as long-term as I do now, and it makes a big difference on the choice. It's much easier for me to say no to things today. It's much easier for me to really say yes and fully lean in on things. And especially with people, this is how this relates to your point, Hayden. Especially with people, this is a beautiful quote. When I talk to